In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Blessed Trinity is revealed through Jesus' baptism. The Son stands in the water. The Holy Spirit descends from heaven in the form of a dove and comes to rest on him. And the Father declares his Son to be his beloved Son, with whom he is well pleased. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, yet one God. The Holy Trinity is also revealed to us through our baptism. The Son stands with us in those waters, clothing us with his own righteousness. The Holy Spirit descends upon us and comes to rest on us, giving us faith. And the Father declares us to be his beloved Son, an heir of heaven. But today I would like to focus on the meaning of the Holy Spirit's descent. He came in the form of a dove. A dove symbolizes peace, reconciliation, and rest. Recall how Noah sent out a dove from the ark, and it returned back to him until the land had dried. The world had become at peace with God through the waters of that flood, destroying the evil. And so the dove comes to Christ, showing the reconciliation and love the Father has for the Son. It also makes clear that what is spiritual should be meek and without guile, without wickedness, but simple. And the Holy Spirit did not fly down to Christ and hover over his head, but it came to rest on him. I have put my spirit upon him, we heard our Lord say through the prophet Isaiah. So Jesus was not anointed with water, but through that water he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, so that he might bring justice to the nations and preach the good news of the gospel. The dove then did not leave Christ after his baptism, but it remained on him, so that he might carry out this his work in the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, Christ's baptism is the norm for yours. In holy baptism, the Spirit descended from heaven and came to rest on you. Your sins are forgiven. You have peace with God, reconciliation by the blood of Christ now brought to you in those waters. Wrath is replaced with mercy, destruction with a resurrection, and death with life. You are baptized not only with water, but with the Holy Spirit himself. And the dove by the baptismal font teaches you this. He remains with you. He does not leave you after your baptism, but remains with you, so that you might carry out your vocations in the power of the Holy Spirit. So you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is God's stamp or seal placed upon you. A seal is a mark of ownership and also of protection. You are not your own, and neither was Jesus his own. He could not do as he pleased, but he came to carry out the will of the Father. And he succeeded by being the atoning sacrifice. Marked with the Holy Spirit, sealed by that Spirit to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So also has the Father sealed you and has bought you back with the blood of Christ. You are marked with that Spirit so that you are not free to do as you please, but you are free to carry out your Father's will. You are not independent creatures, but you are dependent upon your Creator, who has redeemed you for his own by the blood of his Son. So you belong to him. The Spirit is your distinguishing mark before the Lord. But he is not an abusive master, but he is a loving Father who has adopted you to be his own. The ownership that the Lord has over you is not one of you doing whatever he says or else. But as a father owns his children, so also your heavenly Father owns you. In other words, you belong to him. Jesus is the only one who is the Son of God. But now by virtue of baptism, you too have become sons of God. For were you not anointed with the same Spirit with which he was anointed? God is your Father, even as God is the Father of Jesus. Adopted children have the same rights as the Son. So whatever Christ is to receive, you also will receive. He gives you the Holy Spirit, promising more. So you're on a course toward life. Your mansions are in heaven. A home is being prepared for you. Heaven and earth are your inheritance, even as they are the inheritance of Christ. He withholds nothing from you. He bars you from no place, but he gives you freedom to enjoy all the blessings that he has poured out. Christ indeed goes before you, but Christ considers you to be co-heirs of his salvation. So more is to come. The Spirit is the down payment, the pledge that more is to come, guaranteeing that you have a place with God, not simply on this earth, but with him forever in heaven. Again, look at Christ. He was marked with the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing a resurrection to life and immortality. And after making atonement for the sins of the world, the Father raised him on the third day. In holy baptism, your mortal body was marked with the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing that this, your body, might be raised to life from death and might inherit the kingdom prepared for you, not simply one or two rooms, but a kingdom. What he began in you, he will carry on to completion, for God is faithful, and the seal of the Holy Spirit marks your forehead and your heart. You've often heard me say that we have all things now, but not yet. That we have the blessings of God now, but we do not yet enjoy them. That we live by faith now, not yet by sight. These are not my own thoughts, but these are the thoughts of your Father who has revealed them to you in his word. He's given you the pledge of the Holy Spirit, promising you an inheritance in heaven itself. And someday, he will bring you safely to his heaven. The Spirit is a deposit of greater things to come. And so the Spirit testifies with your spirit that you are children of God and heirs of heaven. So you confess your sins. You confess your faith. You desire to hear his word and to receive his sacraments. For you know that these are the things that make for your salvation. Since you have been marked with the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Father with the Holy Spirit, he also protects you. For a seal is a sign of protection. So evils can only go so far and no farther. Your Father sees. Nothing escapes his attention. He knows the difficulties that you face and how much you can handle. He had marked Christ with the Spirit to endure your pain, your punishment, and your destruction. So evil never will blacken the light, because God will remain your Father, Jesus your Savior, and the Holy Spirit your guarantee that all things must work out for your good. He chose you from before the creation of the world to be his own. And in time, at a historical time and place, he sent his Son, who was crucified for you. And in time, at a historical place, he brought that death to you and washed you in the blood of Christ, claiming you as his own. So your Father is not reacting to the troubles that are in this world. Nothing escapes his attention. They don't catch him off guard. But he is leading you. By his beloved Son, he is leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. The heavenly dove guarantees that you will make it through. So do not grieve this Holy Spirit. He seeks to build up, but sin tears down. The pre-flood world grieved the Holy Spirit, and so did Israel. So they suffered destruction, death, and punishment. No doubt countless in the New Testament have also grieved the Holy Spirit by treating baptism and faith as nothing. They stay away from his word and from his sacraments to their own destruction. But let us rather daily live in our baptisms. Moved by the Spirit, let us come and receive the gifts that are offered here so that we might once more abound in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And then the Son will say to you on the last day, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you from before the creation of the world. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, not simply with water. And through that same water, you have been anointed with the Holy Spirit. Through his death, Jesus attained the fullness of sonship, as what the Father promised and guaranteed in baptism is fully realized. And at your death, you will finally fully realize the guarantee and the promise that your Father has made, as the not yet becomes sight. And you enjoy the realities of that heavenly kingdom, won for you by the Son, sealed in you by the Spirit, and promised to you by a loving Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.